says the Lord. I know my sheep and mine know me.
Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because of the works for pay and there is no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine knows me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down, and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is a shepherd. His flock is all of us. Although we might belong to different denominations. Today we have two brothers, no? From the same community. It's a blessing from the church today where we have this spirituality, this charisma of Brother Roger Schutz, that he really accepts all denominations people into one family. And they pray together, stay together for the purpose of church unity. And this is the way Jesus wants us. He is a shepherd. We are all his flock. Although we belong to different denominations, but we are one family. Recently, there's a young boy visiting Vatican with the other groups. And then the Pope meets these young people. And the Pope asks, do you have any questions? I mean, among the people, young people. The young boy raised his hand. So, and Monsignor went to him, he gave the mic. He was so shy, he didn't say anything. He's afraid. So the Pope let him come to him and in his ear, what's the problem? Then this boy says, Holy Father, my father just died, but he has been baptized. So can he go to heaven? So this concerned this young boy. He was baptized as a kid. Maybe the mother is Catholic, but the father didn't want to be Catholic or to be a Christian, so he left alone. But he died. So the son concerned whether where he's going. And then the Pope, of course, the Pope would not say any theology towards all these kids. He just simply asked one question to this boy. Is your father a good man? Of course, yes. So the Pope consoled him, no problem. Your father is now in heaven. It's true. Although in catechism, we know that through baptism, we enter into eternal life. But this door is not necessary all the time. If there's no chance for baptism, at least with love. That's why in Matthew chapter 25, the verses, all you know it. The Jesus said once, "No. When I'm hungry, you feed me. When I'm in prison, you visit me. When I'm hungry, when I'm old, you look after me." So this is the way. This is love. Where there's love, there's God. When we live in love, we live in God. So already paradise in us. Maybe for us human being, we say you belong Catholic denomination, you call it Buddhist, you belong to Muslim, every different kind of religion. But this does not concern Jesus. He concerned where there is love, there is God. St. George says, God is love. Where there is love, especially when there is mutual love among us Christians, Jesus promised, where two or three are united in my name, I am in the midst. So whenever we live this mutual love, there's always presence. And this is the way that we witness Christ's presence on earth. He wants us always to be at peace, at ease. If we love, that means forgiving, accepting, like God the Father towards one another, so we are saved. So Jesus is a good shepherd, we follow him, no matter where, in which denomination we belong to. I was in the commission, a ecumenical commission for more than 10 years. I knew many pastors, Anglican, Muslim, not Muslim, the Baptists and evangelists. I tell you, many times, they're pastors better than us, we priests. So we cannot say we priests, Catholic priests, are better than anything. No. If we do not live mutual love, we are an outsider. If you have love, even we belong yet to the same flock, but we are his sheep. Jesus didn't say, you belong to which flock? Human, we say, I'm Catholic, I'm Baptist. Doesn't matter. Before Jesus, where there's love, that's the way we are in his flock. We are with him. So prayer that we can live in a better way. What do we do? See Jesus in each person. Mutually, where there's no love, you put love, and you will find love.